WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police say they have evidence that two men from Navasota held up two convenience stores. The pair were arrested following a holdup Wednesday night. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says they've received assistance from other agencies.
The second suspect was apprehended in the area 30 minutes later with the help of Bryan PD K-9 unit. And the first suspect was apprehended in Navasota with the assistance of Navasota Police Department and DPS.
22-year-old Carvin Steptoe and 20-year-old Kesnick Jones are accused of Wednesday's robbery at the Shell store on Welsh near Southwest Parkway and Monday night's holdup of the Checker store at Welsh and Holloman. Motorists on the freeway in South College Station are being affected this morning by a crash the night before last. The police department's traffic unit is out until 9:30 reconstructing the rollover of an SUV along the southbound frontage road south of Fitch.
A rabbit crossed the road and the driver swerved to avoid hitting the animal.
Police Assistant Patricia Logan says a passenger, 16-year-old Sydney Jeter of College Station, was killed. The driver, 17-year-old Blake Allen, received non-life-threatening injuries. The intersection of William D. Fitch Parkway and Barron Road in College Station was closed for more than 6 hours yesterday following a two-vehicle crash that killed one and injured two others. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the collision was so violent that the pickup caught on fire.
The accident was kind of compounded because being a truck from a pesticide company, it had pesticides on it. Some were dilute, some were concentrated. So we had a hazardous materials incident to go along with it.
Passersby pulled out the driver and passenger who were inside an SUV. They were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released at College Station Medical Center. The driver of the pickup carrying pesticides, 24-year-old Daniel Dodds of Bryan, was killed. Witnesses told police Dodds was going east on Barron when he ran a red light and struck the northbound SUV. Brazos County District Court jury took about 90 minutes to convict a Bryan man of participating in a murder nearly 2 years ago. 20-year-old Travis Carroll is the third to be found guilty in the October 2011 death of Billy Menard Jr. The punishment phase began yesterday afternoon, shortly after the guilty verdict, and testimony is expected to continue today. The College Station City Council has approved a joint agreement with A&M and the Convention and Visitors Bureau, giving $14 million in hotel tax money to help fund the redevelopment of Kyle Field.
In return, the CVB gets access to popular campus facilities at reduced rates. Councilman Jess Fields voted no, saying there wasn't enough bang for the buck. Carl Mooney was among those disagreeing with Fields.
We're positioning ourselves to be ready for a year-round increase. Not just the fall, not just for football games, but for a variety of activities throughout the entire year, which can do nothing but improve the economy for this community.
The A&M System's Chief Counsel Ray Bonilla says the agreement continues the momentum the flagship university has been enjoying.
We believe that it's in the university's best interest to bring folks to campus and to show off the university, to show off our community, to show off the tremendous assets that we have.
Another $22 million from a recently approved increase in the countywide hotel tax will also go to the $450 million expansion. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And the House Appropriations Committee wants the governor to add to the special session agenda a building program affecting most state universities. Representative John Rainey of Bryan is among the members supporting the use of tuition revenue bonds. Two projects affect A&M.
$64 million for a biocontainment research facility, and that would be attached to the veterinary diagnostic lab.
The tuition bonds would also finance three A&M Health Science Center facilities located in Dallas, Round Rock, and Temple. House Bill 5 would create $604 million of projects throughout the A&M system and another $928 million throughout the UT system. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zorneman Flooring Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zorneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zorneman Flooring. Zorneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
You want everything about your wedding day to have a little touch of you in it, even your flowers. And you know they will when you let Trisha Barksdale design them. Are you a blinged-out orchids kind of gal? Or perhaps prefer pearl-draped peonies? From funky feathers to sprigs of sage, Trisha Barksdale uses a horticulturalist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition to make your wedding day unforgettable. Call Trisha Barksdale today at 693-5387 or visit her shop at Rock Prairie and Welburn Road.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Cooler conditions look like they're going to get a chance to develop across the region by the time we get to Sunday. We had some shower and thunderstorm activity over parts of the state yesterday and some residual cloudiness from that activities overhead. As the day goes on, it'll become partly to mostly sunny near 100. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80, sunny and 100 tomorrow, becoming partly to mostly cloudy Sunday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports, an Outland Trophy nominee for Texas A&M. Also, College Station in their first 7-on-7 outing is doing quite well, and the Brazos Valley Bombers are back at it. All that and more in sports. We'll do it at 7:50.
Okay, it's about 7:13 right now. The five most abandoned books. The website Goodreads has asked members what books they stopped reading. Okay? In other words, got it started with, nah, I don't think so.
Atlas Shrugged has got to be on that list.
Atlas Shrugged is one, among the classics, it is.
It's a hard read, though.
Well, it is. And it's big. I mean, though, you know, when I want to feel like I can play basketball, I can stand on it. It makes me feel
oh, my gosh.
But here we go. These are the five most abandoned books. Abandoned, did not finish, unfinished, whatever. No particular order. The Casual Vacancy, that's by J.K. Rowling. 50 Shades of Grey, E.L. James. Eat, Pray, Love, Elizabeth Gilbert. People found out there was a movie. Wicked, Gregory Maguire. And The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, which interests me. I haven't heard of many people who start the Stieg Larsson series and then don't continue it, but I guess so.
I think one reason people might quit in the middle of Wicked is because it's really different from the musical. And so you have all these people who hear the musical and love it, and then they read the book, and they're like, oh, my gosh, this isn't how it was.
And then there's, you know, a take-your-breath-away factor with 50 Shades of Grey. So that's, you know, and anyway, and then the top five abandoned classics, and these are in order. Number five is the aforementioned Atlas Shrugged. Number four is Moby Dick. I think I stopped right after they said Ishmael the first time. Number three is Ulysses. Number two is The Lord of the Rings. And number one is Catch-22. And I did. I abandoned it. I didn't finish it.
What made you decide to abandon it?
It just I didn't care that much. And in fact, I couldn't even get through the movie. I just stopped watching the movie. But anyhow, there you are. If you're reading, and you know, that's books. I don't know if y'all know about that. There's younger people out there who don't know that those are bound pieces of paper that have printing on it. But.
Wait, you're asking me and Kevin if we know about books?
No, I'm just saying there are people out there.
Ah.
People out there. By the way, later on this morning, Kevin, just want to let you know.
Did I miss something again?
I, in fact, have bizarre sports that we might not have known existed.
Bizarre this sports. Should be interesting.
It should be. In the meantime, it's time for a special, special celebration today, especially for people who are about my age. July the 12th, 1960. July the 12th, 1960 is when this, I don't want to say toy, but yeah, I guess so. This toy was introduced.
Etch-a-Sketch draws and writes like magic. Turn the knobs and the lines go up and down and all around. No crayons, no chalks, never any mess. Turn Etch-a-Sketch upside down and shake and everything disappears. Magnastix builds things magnetically. No nails, no screws.
That's Magnastix. That's another one of their products.
Is it just me or did that guy sound like Snagglepuss?
Well, yeah, again.
Exit stage left.
It was from a different time, you know. Now, it's the Ohio Arts Company. In the late 1950s, a man named Arthur Grangine invented something that he called Elkron Makik, which was a magic screen in his garage. In 1959, he took his drawing toy to the International Toy Fair in Nuremberg. The Ohio Art Company, which I believe is located in Bryan, Ohio, spelled the same way as Texas.
Yes, okay? I've accidentally ended up on their website before.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're really confused. You didn't know who any of those people were.
I was like, golly,
I didn't know that guy was the mayor.
This looks a lot cheesier than our...
that is true. But anyhow, when the Ohio Art people saw the toy for the second time, they decided they would take a chance. They looked at this as a risk in the marketplace, and they started their television ads, that one I just played, in 1960. The response was so incredible, the company decided to continue manufacturing them until noon Christmas Eve in 1960.
Wow.
To fill all the orders. Etch-a-Sketches were then immediately shipped to the West Coast so people in California could buy Etch-a-Sketch on Christmas Eve and have them for Christmas. That's pretty good in 1960.
No kidding.
Let's get an airplane ready and get it out there. The Etch-a-Sketch has changed very little in the 1970s. They offered hot pink and blue frames, but people still wanted the bright red ones that were so popular. The print on the frame has changed slightly, but the inner workings remain exactly as they are. And if you're like most boys, I know how it works now.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. And my mom was really unhappy that I found out how that worked. Because it does make a mess.
There's dust all over.
Yeah, it does make a mess. But hey, we're guys. We have to do that, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Etch-a-Sketch. See how that works out. And I still think it's fabulous, but I can't. How long did you try to make a circle? Because, I mean, I think I gave up after about 10 minutes.
Oh.
I'm just going, I can't do this.
Etch-a-Sketch is hard.
Well, it just, I mean.
See, that for me was one of the easiest things.
What do you mean?
I don't know if it's because of the dyslexia or what.
But it's a superpower.
But being able to use my hands to do something like that was infinitely easier than writing anything.
Oh, okay. Well,
so for me, it wasn't that hard.
See, for me, it was frustrating because I can draw really well in real life. But when I would try on the Etch-a-Sketch, I couldn't draw. So I was like, why am I going to do this? I'm going to go draw on a piece of paper.
Well, your eye-hand coordination is different, you know, than when you're drawing as opposed to when you're turning little knobs, I think. Mm. And because... If you think about it, when you're drawing, you're only using one hand, right?
I guess
you do. You use two? Yeah. Do you grab the pencil with both hands or what?
Well, you have to move the paper with one hand or
sometimes
if you get bored with one hand, use the other hand for a while.
Okay, that's fine. But I mean, to continue a brush stroke or whatever, I don't know what medium you're using. Why are we going into this? Anyway, you end up using two hands all the time pretty much when you do an Etch-a-Sketch. All right, well, move on. Remember the story we had yesterday about Target?
Yes.
And how they had put out that really, 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 really insensitive piece to remind warehouse managers that not all Hispanic employees wore sombreros or ate tacos. We're not going to do the whole list, but that was a couple of them. Well, so this story comes out, and obviously the Target people have to go into absolute damage control. The training document was only used in one warehouse. They feel like that gets them off the hook. It was only used in their Sacramento warehouse. Okay.
In California?
Yeah.
You would think that's a place where people are culturally, you know, knowledgeable.
Yeah, well.
I thought it was from some place like Minnesota or where they only have, you know what I mean? Like only Swedish people or something. I'm just.
You can't work at our warehouse. You're not Swedish. No, I could see, though, that they, for instance, why they did that maybe it was some guy who had gotten transferred from Wyoming. Okay.
Mm.
And so he goes into California, and so they gave him that. So we'll see. The personal computer market continues to fall worldwide, according to the latest figures that have been released. Shipments dropped to 76 million PC units sold in the second quarter of 2013. That's down 11%.
There are a few people in Austin a little concerned about that.
Yeah, I would think so. That's they've got an employer or two over there who make those things.
That farmer in the Dell.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And, you know, they're and what's interesting is obviously the tablets are the first choice now for a lot of people who used to use their computer for that. And so it's just a matter of smaller, faster, does pretty much what you need to do. And, you know, when was the last time you actually thought about buying a personal computer? Have you done that? Has it changed for you? Best Buy will be initiating a two-day trade-in program beginning today. The electronics chain is offering gift cards worth at least $200 for working iPad 2 and third-generation iPad models. The company hasn't said how much higher than $200 it's going to go for those, but they have to be, you know, in pretty good condition, I would think. According to AppleInsider.com, the success of the iPhone trade-in promotion that they did in June prompted Best Buy to do something similar with the iPad. The limited-time iPhone promotion was the company's biggest day for trade-ins on record. Now, not all Best Buy locations accept trade-ins, so you need to check and make sure if the local store happens to do that. But the gift cards can be used at any brick-and-mortar location or also online. So they're going to try that and see if that works out. And by the way, how do you squeeze more revenue from web readers without actually asking them to pay? That is the trick now that websites are trying to figure out as far as their latest paywall experience. Instead of charging readers, make them watch advertisers' videos. In other words, you download it, but you got to watch some videos before you can move on to chapter two, for instance.
Ugh.
USA Today, YouTube, Radar Online, all testing it in one form or another. You watch a little bit of a video every time you visit. It's also meant to replace display ads, which more and more online readers look past while they're surfing. Think about that. How do you do that? It's called banner blindness. They've already come up with a term for it.
Yep.
I've always ignored those because they're sometimes they're sketchy.
I hate those rollovers, though.
Hate that.
You know? Yeah, the things that pop up and you can't make them go away.
Well, they just or you've moved your cursor over and it rolls this thing down in the middle of what you were
really
trying to read.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I hate that one, and I hate the ones that are expandable.
Yes.
It'll run a short little ad, and it'll tell you can close it if you want, but by the time you get there, it's done.
No.
And I hate that.
But anyway, the video ads are not a sure thing. Most Americans will devote, get this now, and what does this say about U.S. Americans? But most Americans will devote 15 seconds to a given web video before skipping off to someplace else. Think about it. Think about it. Is that you? You know, which is perfect if you're ADHD.
Hey!
But anyhow, 15 seconds and you will move on. Because don't we all look to see when you can skip the ad, right?
Yes.
Can skip the ad in 30 seconds. I don't want to. I don't want to see it. I don't care that much. Anyway, but what happens is they move off to someplace else, and advertising age says just 12% will give a video ad 30 seconds. And I mention that to you because obviously there are a lot of opportunities how to advertise out there in the marketplace. And if you think the place to be is on the internet, understand generally that is the way that people are. Again, most Americans will devote 15 seconds to a given web video before moving someplace else, and only 12% will give up 30 seconds of their life to wait and see whatever it was that they went to
and
see.
And we'd much rather you call 695-9595.
Exactly.
Ask us to help you.
Yeah, we'll be glad to. There are variations all over the map. Now, there's some sites like YouTube that make you watch an ad for at least 10 seconds. At Guitar World, if you care, you watch an advertiser video in exchange for 24 hours of access. Others like OK Magazine and Radar Online show ads on any feature, any article, any photo gallery, or video that is generating high demand. So in other words, I guess after they pass a certain mark, then they go ahead and tie something to it. Yes, see, they do research. They figure this out. But again, if you're trying to advertise, there are other ways, just letting you know. I don't know if they're doing it here locally, but today is Cow Appreciation Day at Chick-fil-A. You get a free meal at Chick-fil-A.
If you bring a cow?
If you dress up like a cow, partial cow attire, I don't know what that means. What would partial
just,
cow attire.
Just the horns?
Not sure. Or a tail? Don't know. Anyway, that will get you a free free entree. But
well, I will bet you that there are still ladies, because if you'll remember, what it was, the late 90s, early 2000s, mm-hmm. when that Holstein
yeah, that print thing yeah, was happening.
Very popular.
That's right. Anyway, you might want to check ahead of time to see about that, if it's going to be available at participating stores here locally today.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Is your current insurance relationship living up to your expectations? Do you have the confident feeling that your agent is looking out for your best interests and has provided you with the service you feel you deserve? If the answer is no, I would like to meet with you soon to discuss how we can get started. With a commitment to good business relationships for over 125 years, W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice independent agency. We are more than qualified to provide policies for your home or business with the best coverage at a competitive price through a personal and professional relationship. You are just one call away in discovering that W.E. Gibson Insurance is the best choice for local expertise when it comes to your insurance needs. Give me a call today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. About 100 for a high temperature today. Low temperature tonight will probably be about 76 or so. Tomorrow, maybe not quite so warm, but it'll be close enough to 100 that you'll think it is. And we do have a chance of showers, increasing to 40% on Monday, at least as it stands right now. Currently, we've got 78 degrees out there.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems is Texas's premier roofer, offering lifetime warranties and the longest composite shingle warranty in the business. We serve all sizes and types of roofing systems, both residential and commercial. If you want your roof done right the first time by an honest company that stands behind their work, contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Aggie owned and operated. Click myaggieroofer.com for Lone Star Roof Systems.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Last year, a school district in upstate New York eagerly adopted Michelle Obama's healthy foods lunch menu and all the regulations that went with it. The food service manager, Nikki Bame, and her staff worked their buns off to make sure they implemented Michelle's dream menu to the last detail. But all that hard work didn't cut the mustard. Michelle's school lunch menu has now been axed. You see, the students complained of hunger. Assistant Superintendent Chris Abdu said that there were just too many problems and too many foods that the students didn't like and they wouldn't buy. The school district lost about $100,000 on all that unconsumed food. The students felt that they were not getting enough bang for their buck, said food service manager Ms. Bame. The high schoolers especially complained that the portion sizes were too small. Many more students brought lunch from home. That's remarkable. Michelle Obama's menu was fully implemented, but children starved, and no Republicans ended up being blamed. And get this, Michelle's food was so bad that parents, maybe even students themselves, bought their own food to avoid it. Someone other than government employees got up early and prepared school lunch. The kids brought their own food to school so they wouldn't starve. Families, not the government, took over responsibility for feeding their kids in America. Something liberals would never have thought possible in a million years. It is a modern day miracle.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
What is the scariest thing that can happen to your computer, your iPad, or your smartphone? If you said stolen, lost, or hard drive crash, it will eventually happen to you. You will lose your photos, your music, and everything else. It is why I strongly suggest you protect it all with iDrive.com. It's the best in the cloud backup and storage business. Protect your data. Go to iDrive.com. Use Rush at checkout. Save 20% off the already low price.
Get the best out of the rest of your golf season at Golfsmith's annual clearance sale. Hurry in to score some of the hottest gear of the season for the lowest prices of the year. Save up to 60% on select Nike men's and women's apparel. Plus, get huge savings on great gear like Adams drivers, Titleist iron sets, Cleveland wedges, and GPS watches from Bushnell. Before you go out there, get the season's best savings in here. Only at Golfsmith's clearance sale.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A two-vehicle crash yesterday at William D. Fitch Parkway in Barron Road and College Station closed the intersection for more than 6 hours. Killed was the driver of a pickup hauling pesticides, 24-year-old Daniel Dodds of Bryan. The driver and passenger of an SUV were treated for non-life-threatening injuries and released from College Station Medical Center. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the pickup caught fire after striking a utility pole.
Some passerbys helped the occupants of the SUV get out of the car and get out of danger. Some others tried to assist the driver of the pickup truck, but the heat was too intense. Unfortunately, the driver of the pickup died at the scene.
The intersection has been blocked as city crews have been removing dirt contaminated with pesticides. Witnesses told police Dodds was going east on Barron when he ran a red light and struck the northbound SUV. The police department's traffic unit is at the scene of another fatal crash. Motorists on the freeway and the frontage road south of Fitch will see officers until 9:30 this morning. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says the drivers of an SUV tried to avoid hitting a rabbit.
He overcorrected back onto the frontage road. The vehicle then rolled over from the left to the top. The vehicle came to rest on four wheels in the center median, separating the main lanes from the frontage road.
Killed was the passenger, 16-year-old Sydney Jeter. The driver, 17-year-old Blake Allen, was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. For the second time in 3 days, there was an armed robbery at a convenience store in College Station. Two men from Navasota are now accused of both holdups. The night before last, Police Assistant Patricia Logan says one suspect was a lookout as a second man entered the shell store on Welsh near Southwest Parkway.
Displayed and discharged a weapon and took property from the store and the store clerk. The suspect then fled the store on foot. No one was injured.
One of the men was caught 30 minutes later near the store, while the second was found with the assistance of Navasota police and DPS troopers. 22-year-old Carvin Steptoe and 20-year-old Kesnick Jones were arrested for that robbery and Monday night's holdup at the Checker store at Holloman and Welsh. The last of three men facing a murder charge from a shooting at a Bryan apartment almost 2 years ago has been found guilty. The Brazos County District Court jury that took about 90 minutes to convict 20-year-old Travis Carroll of Bryan has started hearing evidence in the punishment phase of the trial. Carroll participated in the October 2011 death of Billy Menard Jr. $36 million in local hotel occupancy tax money is headed to the Kyle Field redevelopment project.
The College Station City Council joined the Convention and Visitors Bureau in approving the 30-year agreement with A&M. In exchange, the university will rent facilities at reduced rates to the CVB. James Benham was part of the 6-1 vote.
I believe it fulfills the core mission of what we're supposed to do with hotel tax funds in an extremely creative way that I believe other university communities will model after. I think this is a game changer and the use of hotel tax funds in university communities.
The lead attorney for the A&M system, Ray Bonilla, said if problems arose in the future, state politics would come into play.
I think we would hear very loudly and clearly from our officials in Austin if we were to take some egregious action to the detriment of the city, College Station, the county. And we're pretty dependent on those guys. So I don't see that happening.
Jess Fields voted no, saying the access to university facilities at reduced rates, including Reed Arena and new meeting space at Kyle, is not enough return for the $14 million the city is contributing. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Billions of dollars of new buildings for state universities have been endorsed by the House Appropriations Committee. Representative John Rainey of Bryan and 17 other committee members have called on the governor to add House Bill 5 to the special session agenda.
There's a significant amount of money available through those tuition revenue bonds, and this is all money that will be used for infrastructure, and it'll be paid back through the revenues for those projects.
Between the A&M and UT systems, the bonds would pay for $1.5 billion of new construction. For A&M, that includes a $64 million biocontainment research facility and more than $100 million for Health Science Center buildings in Temple, Round Rock, and Dallas. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 78 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses. Here's Gaines West.
At West Webb, Arbretton and Gentry, we get nothing but positive feedback about our involvement as a business partner with the Arts Council. They know that it makes us not only a community player, but an important part of the overall growth of our area.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at Schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses. Here's Gaines West.
At West Webb, Arbretton and Gentry, we get nothing but positive feedback about our involvement as a business partner with the Arts Council. They know that it makes us not only a community player, but an important part of the overall growth of our area.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got it for you. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds will be giving way to sunshine today. It'll become mostly sunny, and it's going to be hot. Temperatures approaching 100 degrees during the afternoon. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Overnight lows 75 to 80. Tomorrow, we'll have abundant sunshine. It's very warm. Highs tomorrow up around 100. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear skies, 75 to 80. Sunday turning partly to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up, Outland Trophy nominee here in Aggieland, plus we've got Bombers baseball, and the 7-on-7 has started in Leander, and we'll get you caught up with all that more in sports. We'll do it for about 10 minutes or so.
Good. Now, Kat, the next time you go into Abercrombie & Fitch to buy something, I know you're going to be shocked, so I thought I'd let you know ahead of time.
I don't actually go into Abercrombie & Fitch.
Oh, okay.
As soon as I start feeling the bass notes pulsating in my belly as I walk by and I'm inundated by the smell of cologne, I kind of just pretend it's not there.
Very appropriate. Anyway, Abercrombie & Fitch apparently too cool for basic black. They have banned black clothing from their shelves. The retailer says they won't sell anything black because, quote, we are a casual lifestyle brand and feel black clothing is formal. The company also, the company is also discouraging employees from wearing black, both in the stores and at the company's headquarters. They added they have nothing against black clothing. They just think it's more appropriate for tuxedos.
So, well, that's interesting.
No more black there for you.
They're not going to do very well abroad.
Well, I understand, but maybe they don't.
In Europe, like, everyone just wears black all the time.
Yeah. 50 years later, the Boston Strangler case may have been solved. DNA evidence that, of course, they didn't have that back in the 60s, but has produced a major development in a 1964 murder of a 19-year-old named Mary Sullivan, the final of the 11 possible victims attributed to the Boston Strangler. News conference yesterday, the district attorney of Suffolk County announced that a test of DNA samples taken from the stains on Sullivan's blanket had resulted in a familial match to Albert DeSalvo, who was the prime suspect in the case. So, for people who remember those days, that was something kind of different. Hello?
You have gotten me in so much trouble.
What did I do this time?
I called my wife and mentioned that Chick-fil-A promotion, and I hear dead silence, and then she says, so you're saying I can pass for a cow?
Very nice. Oh! I'm sorry. I know. The best intentions, right? The best intentions. Just trying to...
The road to hell is paved with the best intentions.
It is. Well, that's right. Yeah. So anyway.
Way to go, Scott.
Yeah, well, didn't mean to do that. Tipping. You know tipping, right?
Cow tipping or money tipping?
No, very good. I can see where you could think that. But no, actually, we're talking like leaving gratuities, okay?
Ah.
Tipping first arrived in U.S. America in the late 19th century and was condemned as bribery and quickly banned. We had the right idea back then, and we never should have gotten talked into this other type thing, according to Brian Palmer of Slate.com. Not only is tipping awful for restaurant employees, tips have virtually nothing to do with the quality of service, and not so pleasant for customers either, because the gratuity now is some sort of an obligation out there. Also, I mean, you think about this. It's just, Palmer recommends two simple practices. Announce your tipping practice to your server as soon as you sit down. Hi, my name's Rodney. I'll be taking care of you today. Will you? By the way, are you going to go mow my lawn if you're taking care of me? Because I have said that to him before.
Oh, my gosh.
But, my favorite is, can I get you something? A new car?
Yeah.
I'm thinking the law of averages, at some point someone will say yes.
Yeah, how obnoxious. What I say when they say enjoy your meal, I say you too.
That's because he puts his thumb in your mashed potatoes. Anyway, virtually every other employee in America knows how much they'll be paid up front. And a tip, a flat but reasonable, generous dollar amount per person in your party, for instance, would work. The server shouldn't be linked to the server's pay for your meal shouldn't be linked to whether or not there's any room for dessert. Mm. Well, that's an interesting point.
Well, my thought is, why aren't the restaurants paying them more money?
Well,
I've known so many people who worked in food service.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes their check was like less than $10. Like, if they didn't, according to all the things that were taken out and then tips that they didn't receive or whatever, they could never, like, they got below minimum wage.
They do get below minimum wage. That's exactly right.
Well, wouldn't that be illegal?
No,
because they're working for tips.
Right.
Who tip? Like, I mean, I tip, but mm-hmm. I'm sure there's not many people that tip.
Well, I mean, you know, and again, I'm not an accountant. I don't play one on the radio, but I think that quite often there are little pictures of presidents that you put in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? That other people might not know about. You know, if you know what I'm saying. So
not that every waitress and waiter in town doesn't claim it.
Yeah.
Want to
no.
make that perfectly
is that,
clear.
Oh, is that what you're saying? No, because of course they do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And believe me, in no way am I discounting what they do, because that is tough work. If you do it well, you've worked a full day.
Well, even if you do it well, you don't control how well the kitchen is cooking, or, you know, how slow or fast the kitchen is, or
granted,
you know, if the person is a really picky person and doesn't like their food to touch each other.
Is that you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thinking about yesterday when we talked about the famous bowl.
Second day she's made a reference thinking like I'm that way, but I'm not. But I guess what I do is I normally go in with an idea, an expectation of what I'm going to tip percentage-wise, and then it either moves up or down based on what the experience is.
Oh.
I mean, that's just my opinion. That's just the way that I choose
to do it. How can you tell what kind of restaurants? It's difficult to know, which is this fancy enough to tip? What I'm saying?
Is it fancy enough to tip?
I mean, you don't tip at McDonald's, do you?
Hello. No, I don't. Hello.
The last time I worked for tips, I think the minimum wage was $4.35.
Okay, yeah.
And so they told us you have to report at least $2.17 an hour in tips because the restaurant pays you $2.17 an hour as your base pay.
Okay, I got you. Okay, very good. Excellent, thank you. Okay, I appreciate that background.
$2 an hour, that's like slave labor.
Well, but listen, Kat, wait a minute.
If they wanted to be treated that way, they could move to some foreign country and work in a shoe factory.
Okay. Do you like the prices of the food that you buy in restaurants generally?
I would be willing to pay more.
Okay, are you willing to pay twice as much?
Possibly. It depends if it's reasonable.
Oh. Hello?
I mean, it's food.
The more I drink, the more I tip.
Wow.
There's a man after my own heart right there.
But consider if you go in and you get that salad with meat on it, it costs $9.50, okay? It's like a chopped salad that's got meat on it, okay?
Yeah, this is my thought. If it's that, why is the ingredients aren't that expensive?
Now stop a minute. Don't go off on this.
Where's all the money going?
You have to answer my first question. That is, if that salad that's got chopped meat and cheese on it costs $9.50, are you willing to pay $19 for it?
You assume I eat a salad with chopped meat and cheese.
Listen to me. The reason I'm saying this to you is if you want that person who is serving you to get paid more, they're going to double the price.
Is the other money going?
Well, there's an operating expense involved. You've got utilities, you've got labor, you've got insurance, you've got taxes. Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm calling about the tipping.
Yes.
I have a minimum that I pay in tipping whenever, you know, now, if it's a more expensive meal, of course I'll do the standard gratuity. But if it's like I'm going to a Denny's or something, these gals work just as hard as anybody else.
So oh, yeah.
I do a minimum that I, you know, it doesn't go under that. So if I spend $5, I still pay a minimum.
But if the service is bad, you still do that?
Oh, service is bad. They get a penny.
Okay, all right. Let's see that, and that's it. How do you send the message if you get bad service? Now, Kat, you need to understand some basics in business. There are operating expenses that are ongoing, always, no matter what.
I know.
So as a result, I mean, it's not like the owners of these businesses or the franchisees are putting tons of money in their pocket. I mean, they're just not. What they've had to do is put together a culture, a framework, a system, an economy that works, so that if that person works hard out there, they can make a lot more than minimum wage. But I've got food costs, I've got fixed costs, I've got hard costs that I cannot control. So where does all that profit go is a question that doesn't really exist in a whole lot of places. Now, we're not talking about a place where you go and the steak costs $74, okay? That's a little bit different. But food expenses is a very real cost, and I don't know what the percentage is right now. There are plenty of people out there who could tell you. Some types of food, obviously the food cost is a higher percentage. Others, it's not so much. But there's generally an operating framework that you have to be in, and it's a system that works. And
doesn't work for friends I've had who are, you know, working at a restaurant as a waitress.
Okay.
You know, you wait, you work and work and work so that you can be a bartender so that you can get better tips.
All right. Now, that speaks to the kind of places where your friends work, if I can say that then, okay?
And it sounds a whole lot like a living wage kind of thing,
right?
And that doesn't necessarily work.
If you go someplace where the average ticket is $16, you're not going to make as much as if you work someplace where the average ticket is $28, okay? So what you should aspire to is if you're going to be, and understand in the big city, not so much here, but in the big city, there are people who have been waiters their entire life.
That's their career.
They've spent 30 years doing it. maybe at the same place, but they generally end up being in upscale situations. Now, if you're talking about people who are working food service as a subsistence job,
I'm talking about to get through college.
I understand. I believe me. We've got this school here, and there are a lot of kids who are doing that. Hello.
Do you think any restaurants exploit that tip line for a little extra income, like on carry out order or something?
Go ahead. Tell me more. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, like if you go to
like Joe's Cafe, whatever.
Okay. Sure.
All right.
And you go and you pick up your order, and they've got a generic receipt that has a tip line below or above the total line.
Right.
Do you think, you know, if you carelessly write in $2 or something like that, where does that $2 go to the person that just gave you your food?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I don't know. That depends probably on the general store. The store's rule may be that there's a common tip, you know, like everybody in the shift gets to share from those tips. But I see what you're saying. It's not a server's name that is necessarily on there. The ticket's going to say to go rather than that your waitress was Judy or whatever. But that's an interesting point. That could be a revenue line. Anyway, we can continue later. We just can't continue now. We're out of time.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry. You can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the Fountain of Youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you want to improve your marriage? Well, here's a good place to start. Understand exactly what it is that helps your spouse to feel loved and what doesn't. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. There's an ancient Greek fable about a disagreement between the wind and the sun. To settle their dispute, they agreed on a challenge to see which one could get a traveler passing below to take off his coat. The wind went first, blowing cold and hard against the traveler. But the traveler simply pulled his coat tighter against the fierce winds. When it was the sun's turn, it shone bright and warmed the entire earth. And this time, the traveler responded by loosening his coat and shedding it completely. According to the fable, the sun understood exactly what the traveler would respond to. Marriage isn't all that different. It's about understanding what will resonate with our spouse. Building deep connection isn't necessarily about expressing love in a way we'd prefer. So although buying flowers or doing laundry are nice gestures, if those things don't connect with your spouse's heart, they won't feel nurtured and loved. Instead, find out what is meaningful to them. Wives may enjoy finding love notes around the house or enjoying good conversation. For guys, it may be a home-cooked meal or time to enjoy a hobby. It's all about finding those things that make your spouse feel loved and showering them with it. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:54. College Station, in their first outing in 7-on-7, is undefeated and advancing in the Division II pool play along with the Navasota Rattlers. The Cougars start playing round two against Westbury in about an hour. Navasota takes on Booker. Consol and Brenham are in Division I, and they'll start play later on today. The Football Writers Association of America has announced their 2013 Outland Trophy watch list, and Texas A&M senior offensive tackle Jake Matthews is on it, along with 75 other players. The FWAA All-American Committee select the 25-man team and eventually narrow that down to three Outland Trophy finalists. The Outland Trophy, which is awarded to the best interior lineman each year, was given, of course, last year to Luke Jokel, A&M, who went in the second round of the draft. Despite earning more hits and strikeouts than the Texas Marshals, the Bombers weren't able to get enough runs across the plate and fell 2-1. They'll square off against the Marshals later on tonight. First pitch is at 7:05 and broadcast live on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Penn State's former president Graham Spiner has initiated a libel and defamation case against Louis Free, the former FBI director, who a year ago produced a report for the school that was highly critical of Spiner's role in the child sex abuse scandal involving longtime assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. The paperwork filed where the school is located disclosed little about the nature of the claims, but checked off a box in the court system form that described the case as, quote, slander, libel, and defamation.
Swinging a high fly ball, deep right center field, back it goes. It is gone for Davis. That's how you break a slump. He hits it into the bleachers for his 34th home run.
Chris Davis snapped an 0-for-17 skid and reached a career high in homers and RBIs with a second-inning solo shot off of Ross Wolf. His 34 home runs are the most in the majors before the All-Star break since 2001. The O's ended up beating the Rangers 3-1 last night to earn a split of the four-game series, and here's Ranger skipper Ron Washington after the game.
You got to give them credit. They beat us tonight. Gonzalez threw well, and as I said, the two home runs Wolfie gave up, he kept us in the ball game, and that's all you want each night you go out there is an opportunity, and we had it. We just didn't cash them in.
In the same vein, Tampa Bay left-hander Matt Moore will replace injured Texas Rangers pitcher Yu Darvish on the American League All-Star roster. Moore is 13-3 and tied with Detroit's Max Scherzer for the league lead in victories. Darvish was put on the DL yesterday because of a mild strain in his upper back to his trapezius. The New England Patriots say they are, quote, extremely disappointed after learning their defensive back Alfonso Dennard was arrested and accused of drunk driving in Nebraska, where he once started as a defensive back. In April, Dennard was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 2 years of probation for assaulting a police officer in Lincoln. In the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks had signed free agent point guard Jose Calderon. Calderon's agent said it's about $29 million over four seasons. The 6'3 Spaniard led the NBA in three-point shooting at 46% last season, and he spent the entire 8 years of his career in Toronto before going to Detroit last year in a three-team deal. Manu Ginobili is also signed, and he signed with the Spurs yet again. He'll be back in San Antonio, and there is no peace in Los Angeles, California. They waived Meta World Peace under the NBA's amnesty provision, which will save the team about $15 million in the luxury tax, and he set it to earn $7.7 million next season, which the Lakers are going to have to pay. In the NHL, the New Jersey Devils forward Ilya Kovalchuk announced his retirement from the NHL, bringing his 11-year career to a sudden and shocking end at the age of 30, which for a hockey player is very young. He is leaving $77 million on the table after walking away from his contract. And finally, Texas A&M senior Kelsey Maceo and incoming freshman Bianca Fabrizio qualified for the 113th annual U.S. Women's Amateur Championship in Charleston, South Carolina. Maceo advanced to the amateur championship for the fourth consecutive year. Fabrizio is one of 31 players exempt from qualifying for the U.S. Amateur. She's a native of Italy, and she finished seventh at the 2012 Women's Amateur Team Championships, earning her the exemption. And that's been a look at your sports. It's all brought to you by Awards and More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support